KSRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden has told Asia-Pacific leaders that the U.S. is not going anywhere as he looks to build economic ties.
Fresh off his meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Biden told business leaders that the U.S. was de-risking and diversifying, but not decoupling from Beijing. But he did not mince words in suggesting the U.S. and friends in the Pacific could offer businesses a better option than China. He also noted that U.S. economies had invested some $50 billion in fellow Asia-Pacific economic cooperation economies in 2023, including in clean energy technologies, aviation, and cybersecurity. I'm Norman Hall.
Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says he's not convinced China will follow through on its promise to crack down on fentanyl shipments to the U.S.
The promise by the Chinese on fentanyl is rather hollow. They may pull back a bit for PR reasons, but I don't expect much.
Colonel McGinnis tells Salem Radio Network, many Americans don't understand what a serious adversary China has become. Also at SRNnews.com, likely Joe Biden voters are more motivated to stop former President Trump than to support Joe Biden.
The findings of a new Reuters-Ipsos poll point to voter unhappiness with a likely Biden versus Trump rematch in 2024. In fact, Americans inclined to vote for Mr. Biden next November say their primary motivation is stopping Trump. About half of Biden supporters in the poll described their vote as being against Trump and his policies, compared to just 38% who said they would be voting to support President Biden and his policies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Amazon's removing 7 eye drop products from its site after a warning from the FDA that the products were not approved. This is SRN News. A look at post-pandemic church going in America.
Lifeway Research has released a study that indicates about 90% of the Protestants who were attending worship in person before the coronavirus shutdowns are back in the pews. Fewer than 1 in 10 churches say their current attendance is less than 50% of what it was before the pandemic. Meanwhile, almost a quarter of them report their typical worship services today have more people than they did in early 2020. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Georgia county wants a federal appeals court to overturn a ruling that it illegally discriminated against a sheriff's deputy by failing to pay for a sex change operation. U.S. District Court Judge Mark Treadwell ruled in 2022 that the county's refusal amounted to sex discrimination under the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The order cited the Supreme Court's decision finding that a Michigan funeral home could not fire an employee for being transgender. This is SRN News. Markets are cooling off. Seth Sutel has more.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close as momentum stalled following Wall Street's hot first half of November. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Thursday. The Dow slipped 45 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose less than 0.1%. Walmart and Cisco Systems slumped after giving disappointing forecasts. Walmart gave up 8%. Cisco Systems pulled back almost 10%. Oil companies also fell sharply after crude prices dropped to their lowest price since July. Wall Street is still on track for its best month of the year on hopes that the Federal Reserve will soon take it easier on interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
Repairs to Interstate 10 and elevated Los Angeles freeway closed because of an arson fire are moving faster than expected. They say lanes are scheduled to reopen by next Tuesday. More details at SRNnews.com.